This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50. Listen, we've been dealing with this Pratt & Whitney strike, and there were grumblings that Electric Boat might have a strike on their hands. Greg, but you tell me that we have a deal?
Yeah, according to the company and the union, there's a tentative deal in place right now. Not a lot of details. A big issue with the Electric Boat workers, which was about 2,500 members of the Marine Draftsmen Association, frontline workers that Electric Boat. They voted a few weeks ago for the union to go on strike, and there was worries that was going to happen sooner than later. But I guess a deal was reached late last night. Not a lot of details. A big issue was wages. Job security is probably less of an issue for Electric Boat workers, since EB has been hiring a lot of people over the last few years, and grind remains a key center for them. Wage increases were a big part of the negotiations, but a deal has been reached. Now the union members still need to vote on it. I think they need like a 75% approval of it, but it sounds like a crisis will be averted in terms of another strike in Connecticut with one ongoing and no signs yet of the Pratt & Whitney one ending anytime soon.
We have our connection isn't great. I don't know if it's on our end or yours, but I don't know if you're on a landline or a cell, but maybe you can switch space to see if it's on our end. Listen,
sure, can you hear me better now?
We'll see when we do the next answer. It's just
okay.
Why don't you? Matt is calling you on a different line. Why don't you just take that and we'll reconnect? Let's just do that and see if that works. Put him on hold. And we'll try to get a better connection, because it's bad for you, the listener, to have to listen to that clicking. And I don't know why we have that problem, but let's give it a shot. Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that sounds much better. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
Yep. Listen, this Charter Communications and Cox, it says a lot about the communications business, but I mean, there is a Connecticut component. Because I think it's Charter has their headquarters in Connecticut. So talk about the deal.
Yeah, Charter goes under the radar as a Connecticut-based company, but in 2012 it did relocate its headquarters from St. Louis, Missouri to Stamford. It started off with a small presence, about 75 employees at the time, but it's grown to nearly 2,000 employees in Stamford. They just moved to a newly refreshed headquarters a couple of years ago, so it is actually a major employer in Connecticut now. And obviously Cox is a major provider in Connecticut. So this deal does have a lot of Connecticut connections. It's a $21.9 billion deal. Charter is kind of the surviving winner of it. It's being called a merger. They are companies of similar size, but Charter's name is going to be the one that sort of exists at the end. A lot of this deal has to do with the broader issues around cable providers. Obviously, cord cutting has been an issue for years now for a lot of these cable companies, Comcast, Charter, Cox. The other issue, too, though, is, they're seeing more competition from wireless carriers. There's more competition for who's providing Wi-Fi, wireless internet. A lot of the telecommunications companies have gotten in on this business and they're growing their market share. Companies like Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T. So you already got the cord cutting issue for these cable providers, and now you have more competition for wireless services. So it leads, a lot of pain points right now. And the rationale for this deal is to try to grow in size, get better scale, reduce cost. They think they could get $500 million in cost cutting with the combination. So we'll see how it works out. But yeah, Connecticut is very much in the middle of this deal right now.
We're talking with Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal here on Brian & Company. It is the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday here at 8:50 on Brian & Company. Last week, to some fanfare, there was this announcement they're going to try to make manufacturing 20% of Connecticut's GDP. And, manufacturing and bringing it back so everywhere seems to be a hot item, obviously, with the Trump administration wanting to do a lot of this. In Connecticut, I don't know what the percentage is now, but is this a realistic goal?
So right now it's about 13%. So to get to 20%, that is a significant jump. The interesting thing in Connecticut's purposes, a lot of nationally, the conversation about bringing manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., I'm very skeptical of that because there's already significant workforce shortages in manufacturing, both in Connecticut and across the country. Right now we can't fill jobs, manufacturing jobs that are currently available. So, if we're going to add millions of jobs across the country, I'm not sure where we're going to fit those jobs in. And I think a lot of Connecticut's plan, to get to that 20%, that would be an ambitious goal in my mind. Now, manufacturing is still a big sector in Connecticut. It's the second largest sector behind financial services and insurance. So it's still a major part of the economy. But to get to 20% would be a big jump. In my guess, it's not going to be due to more hiring in that sector, although they're going to need to do a lot more hiring, especially with retirements. Right now, there's about 154,000 people in manufacturing in Connecticut. That number's actually gone down a lot over the last year. We got up to 158,000 in 2022, so we're down from a little post-pandemic jump. Pre-pandemic 2019, there was about 161,000 workers, so 161 down to 154. We were in the 300,000s years ago. We're not going to get back to those numbers anytime soon or ever. So I think to get to that 20% is going to be led by increased production through technology and automation more so than, a huge ramp up in hiring levels that are above today.
All right, Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate the breaking news on EB as well. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.